Welcome to another episode of Jay's Learning School, where you receive fun lessons to help understand and speak better English. Are you on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok? Then be sure to follow me for fun, free, weekly English lessons. Just follow the links in the description section of this episode. Now it's time for today's lesson. Well, hello, students. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay, and I'm back with another read and repeat lesson. And today's lesson is a story about a car accident. God forbid you're in one, but this is a story that will help you learn some key vocabulary words, as well as comprehension. And as you read, it will help your English fluency. So let's dive into today's lesson. One unexpected day. Something that is unexpected is something that was not planned or scheduled. So it is something that took place that you did not know was going to happen. One unexpected day, my family and I experienced a frightening, something that brought fear, made us afraid. It was scary. Okay. A frightening car accident. Okay. A wreck, something that was not on purpose. The sound of screeching. So screeching tires, boom, and then the car hits, boom, screeching tires and the jolt of impact left us shaken, but grateful for our seat belts. Okay, the screeching tires and jolt of impact. Boom, when the car hit the rail or the car hit the tree. Okay, oftentimes you're described as having whiplash when your neck goes, or, you know, the airbag, it opens up and hits you in the face. The jolt of impact left us shaken. Say that, shaken. We were, oh my gosh. Or you're crying, oh gosh. And so you're grateful to God that you're alive, or you're grateful that you had on your seatbelt, or you're thankful and grateful that everyone is alive. Shaken, but grateful for our seat belts. Now, seat belts is considered a compound word. It has two words in one, seat and belt. Seat belt. With the car resting by the roadside, resting. Now, of course, resting means to be asleep or still. Resting here means the car was not moving. It was resting by the roadside. All right. Do you recognize another compound word? Roadside. Roadside. It has two words, road and side. So that's a compound word. My parents remained calm, ensuring everyone was safe. Remained, so they stayed calm, ensuring. Okay, so parents were asking everyone, are you okay? Are you okay? Can you move? Can you talk? Ensuring. So they were checking up on everyone. A kind passerby. So someone that was not in the accident or in the car, but they were passing by. Or sometimes if a passerby stops and helps, we would call that a Samaritan or a good Samaritan, someone who does a good deed. Stop by to offer assistance. assistance, someone who assist or gave some type of aid, stopped to offer assistance and called for help. So when you call for help, of course you can be, help, help, somebody please call the police, call the fire department, help. Or they called for help by using their cell phone. They called, here in this country, it's 911. Do you have an emergency? Yes, there's been an accident and I am a passerby trying to help the family. Okay, so they called for help. Let's continue. As we waited for the tow truck. So a tow truck is a vehicle that can pull another vehicle, a tow truck. My little sister and I found comfort in each other's company, sharing stories to, notice, lighten the atmosphere. They shared stories to lighten the atmosphere. Lighten the atmosphere. So everyone was fearful. Everyone was afraid. They were shaken. And so they probably told some stories so they could laugh and have good memories. To lighten the atmosphere means to change the tone of how you feel. Okay. So if you were going from something serious, you would want to lighten the atmosphere. We call it breaking the ice. Okay. There's a lot of tension in the air. So you want to change the atmosphere. Okay. I want to try to make you smile or laugh to lighten the atmosphere. The experience taught us the importance of staying calm and connected in challenging situations. A challenging situation is something that is difficult to deal with. Challenging situation. And despite the shock, we emerged. Okay, we emerged from the incident with a newfound appreciation for safety and support. We emerged. So we were able to leave. Okay, we got up. We emerged. Okay, we rose. Okay, we had fallen, but we rose again. Okay, emerged from the incident with a newfound, there's another compound word, newfound. Notice, newfound appreciation. I can't get that to work right. Newfound appreciation for safety and support. Okay. Now, I forgot to tell you, you can read along at the bottom here in the description. I'll put this same story in the description so you can read along with me. So as I normally do, let's read this story a little bit faster. I will read and you will repeat. Let's start from the beginning. One unexpected day, my family and I experienced a frightening car accident. The sound of screeching tires and the jolt of impact left us shaken but grateful for our seat belts. With the car resting by the roadside, my parents remained calm, ensuring everyone was safe. A kind passerby stopped to offer assistance and called for help. Great, let's continue. As we waited for the tow truck, my little sister and I found comfort in each other's company, sharing stories to lighten the atmosphere. The experience taught us the importance of staying calm and connected in challenging situations. And despite the shock, we emerged from the incident with a newfound appreciation for safety and support. Wow, I hope you have enjoyed today's lesson. This was a great story about a car accident. Be sure to go back and read through this story again. Make sure you have a good understanding of the vocabulary words that I highlighted and underlined. And read along with me. Don't forget, the story is also down in the description, and you can read that on your phone or your computer. Now, before I leave, I'd like to say thank you to all of the new subscribers. Your subscribing and your comments have been so encouraging. We're going to keep this going, and I'm going to continue to add new content to help you on your English journey, as well as I'm going to provide videos to help you with your comprehension and your conversations. So I hope you're ready to communicate with me. If you're not a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe, turn on that notification bell, and go ahead and hit that like button. Okay, that will recommend the video to others that are trying to improve their English. Until next time, my name is Jay. I hope you have a fantastic day, and join me again on my next English lesson. Thank you for listening to another episode of Jay's Learning School. Be sure to join me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Watch free English lessons, ask a question, or leave a comment. Just go to my website, jayslearningschool.com, for all of my social media account links. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.